Today's digest for July 6, 2026. 9 stories today, spanning the Claude code backdoor flap in China, Anthropic moving into the lab, AI model policy, coding agent research, the economics of AI spend, and a round of quiet security fixes. It is a day where the theme is trust. Who gets access to these tools, what they can quietly do, and what they really cost. Here's the rundown. We open with a story about the very tool a lot of you code with. Alibaba has told employees to stop using Anthropic's Claude code, classifying it as high-risk software, with the ban taking effect July 10. The trigger was a reverse engineering write-up claiming Claude code quietly shipped logic to detect whether a user was based in China or tied to a Chinese AI lab, checking signals like the system time zone and proxy details. An Anthropic engineer confirmed the mechanism was real but framed it as an experiment from the spring, meant to stop account abuse by unauthorized resellers and to guard against model distillation. He said stronger protections were already in place. The team had been meaning to remove the code and that change stripping it out was merged on July 1st. Alibaba is now steering staff to its own in-house coding tool, and the episode is the latest flashpoint in a widening feud between Anthropic and Chinese labs over who gets access to frontier models. Next up, Anthropic is moving into the lab. The company launched Claude Science, a research workbench that pulls the fragmented tools scientists use into one place. With more than 60 curated skills and connectors pre-configured for genomics, single-cell analysis, proteomics, structural biology, and cheminformatics. A coordinating agent can analyze literature, run multi-step analyses, submit jobs to computing clusters, and render things like 3D protein structures right alongside reproducible code. Every output ships with the exact code that produced it, and a separate reviewer agent flags citation errors and figures that do not match their data. Anthropic is seeding adoption with up to $30,000 in credits for as many as 50 research projects, and partners like the biotech Manifold Bio are already using it to nominate drug targets. It is a clear bet that the next frontier for these models is real scientific work, not just chat. Moving on to policy, The Hill reports that the Trump administration has placed new restrictions on the release of private AI models from Anthropic and OpenAI, effectively holding a kill switch over systems controlled by a single company and built on proprietary data. Researchers say the move sharpens a long-running argument that the United States needs more open-source model development, so it is not left without frontier tools while China races ahead. There is real tension here. Anthropic and its chief executive Dario Amodei have long opposed open-weight models, warning that scaling them heads down a dangerous path, yet the economics push the other way. Since the leading closed models are expensive and out of reach for many companies, one venture capital analysis found that 80% of developers worldwide who build on open source tools are already using Chinese models. Also today, a research group asked a very practical question. Does messy code slow down an AI coding agent? They built a controlled study using pairs of repositories that were identical in architecture and dependencies, but differed only in code quality. Then ran Claude code across 660 trials on 33 tasks, scoring the results with hidden tests. The headline finding is counterintuitive. Code cleanliness did not change whether the agent succeeded. The pass rate was basically the same on clean and messy code. What it did change was efficiency. On cleaner code bases, the agent used 7-8% fewer tokens and revisited files about 34% less often. The authors argue that traditional maintainability principles still matter in the age of AI development, not because they decide success or failure, but because they quietly shape how much compute and wandering an agent burns to get there. Next, an analysis from investor Tomasz Tunguz asks when a company's AI bill will exceed the cost of an engineer. The gap between AI-native firms and everyone else is staggering. Anthropic reportedly spends about 2.3 times its payroll on compute, roughly $2 million per employee, while the median software company spends almost nothing on AI per head. The top 1% of software firms already spend around $89,000 per engineer each year, close to 40% of a fully loaded salary. Tunguz sketches three scenarios out to 2029. In his bull case, annual AI spend per engineer runs well past 200% of a senior salary. The driver is not just price. Agentic workflows can push token use more than 20 times higher, and whether that becomes normal hinges on how fast token prices fall and how hard open-weight rivals compete. Moving on. Amazon is quietly winding down a piece of AI history. The company will stop accepting new customers for Mechanical Turk, its crowdsourced human task marketplace, on July 30th. Existing users can keep going, but there will be no new features. Launched in 2005, Mechanical Turk became a backbone of AI training in the 2010s, paying workers small sums to label data and annotate examples. Its decline captures an irony at the heart of the field. A 2023 analysis found that between a third and nearly half of the workers on the platform were themselves using large language models to complete the tasks, which quietly undermined the very promise of human-generated training data. Between the bots, the fraud, and the automation, the human-in-the-loop marketplace that helped build modern AI is now being hollowed out by it. Turning to security, the open-source antivirus engine Clamav shipped a patch closing 7 flaws, some of them lurking in the code for 2 decades. 3 of the bugs live in the routines that unpack and parse Windows executables, including an integer overflow and a loop error in an unpacker that dates back to 2004. Another cluster sits in archive and disk image handling, where malformed files could crash the scanner, bypass scan limits, or write excessive temporary data. There is also a race condition in the engine's quarantine step under unsafe directory settings. None of this is a remote takeover, but ClamAV runs on mail gateways and file servers exactly where a crafted file lands first, so the fixed versions are worth rolling out promptly. Sometimes the most important security news is just boring, careful maintenance of the tools everyone quietly depends on. Also on the security beat, a useful framework for prioritizing the security of AI agents by business impact. The core idea is a blast radius question. For each agent, ask how much damage it could do if it were compromised, based on the authority it has quietly accumulated. Teams are advised to score agents on a few factors: how much data they can read or change, how sensitive that data is, whether they are reachable from outside, and how long-lived their credentials are. A recurring danger is permission drift, where an agent inherits access from users or service accounts that outlasts its purpose. The concrete advice is to treat autonomous agents differently from supervised human access. Give every agent a named human owner and keep an audit trail of what each one can touch. As agents pile up inside companies, the real problem is less any single model and more the standing permissions we hand them. We will close on a note for the data toolers. Simon Willison shipped a release candidate for version 4 of Zexulate Utils, his widely used Python library and command line tool for wrangling SQLite databases. The headline addition is support for compound foreign keys, keys that span more than one column, which lets you introspect and create those relationships directly. The release also aligns the library with SQLite's own case-insensitive handling of column names, a change he notes touched a surprising number of places at once because the foreign key work involves a subtle breaking change. It is landing in a major version rather than a quiet point release, with a stable 4.0 expected to follow shortly. It is a small release in the scheme of the day's news, but it is exactly the kind of careful, unglamorous tooling that a lot of data work quietly rests on. That is the rundown for July 6, 2026. From the Claude code fallout in China to antivirus patches 2 decades in the making. 9 stories, 1 sitting. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next one.